Let's look in our Bibles at Mark chapter 7. I want to try and finish this up today, if possible, and do something different, which is the same next week. It's the way it works. Walter and I have said it, Earl said it, and I'll say it, and I mean it. I got nothing new.
Right.
I got nothing new. Everything, every bit of the gospel, every bit of this Bible revolves around Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's all about Him. And that's where our understanding comes from, is from Him, about Him.
Yeah.
And there is nothing new under the sun. I can get surprised. God doesn't. Anyhow, Mark chapter 7, beginning in verse 31. And again, departing from the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him, and he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and he touched his tongue, and looking unto heaven he sighed and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more, a great deal, they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Now, last week you spoke about Christ coming to the coast of Decapolis, because that's where Christ was supposed to be. It wasn't an accident that he happened to be there. It wasn't surprising that he was there. This was where he was supposed to be. This is where he wanted to be. Because if he wanted to be somewhere else, he'd have been somewhere else. He is God manifest in the flesh. And they brought him this deaf man who had a speech impediment. Now, I mentioned last week that I think it was what they call tongue-tied, which is a real thing. And even if it's not being tongue-tied, you know, with a string at the bottom of your tongue to the bottom of your mouth, even if it's not that, whatever he had needed loosening. His tongue needed to be loosed. Why do I know that? Because that's what Christ did. He did what this man needed. And he touched his ears and touched his tongue and he spit. And he said one word, Ephphatha. And that one word means two words in English, be open. Christ did it with one word. One word is all it took. One word from Christ, and this man was healed. The problems he had were cured. With one word, from God manifest in the flesh, is all it ever takes to heal a broken soul. I can use a million words, or 1,000 words, or 100,000 words, and all I will accomplish is annoying someone. Well, maybe more than one. Christ's word heal this man. One word from the Lord of glory heals. Christ's word is life. Christ's word is true. John 6 and verse 63 put it this way. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. In John 15 and 3, Christ said this, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. There's an incident recorded in, actually it's in Matthew here. I was going to look at that for just a second. Matthew 8 and verse 8. Well, it'd help if I actually went to 8 and not 6. Well, in verse 5, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word. Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said unto him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and the west and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast in the outer darkness. And there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. This Roman centurion knew, just speak the word. And it'll be done. Because he is Lord. You've heard it. I've heard it. Oh, now that you've made Jesus your personal Savior, make him your Lord. No, dopey. Well, Walter uses idiot. So I have to use something different. No, he is Lord. Amen. He's Lord whether anyone knows it or not. But this centurion knew it. And it was done because Christ spoke the word. Just as this man here in Mark chapter 7 was healed by one word from Jesus Christ. Because we have the result right here. Verse 35. And straightway. How long did it take? When Christ spoke it, it happened. When Christ speaks, something happens. And guess what it is that happens? It's whatever he said. It's whatever he said. Happens. Straightway, his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Upholding all things by the word of his power. Jesus Christ speaks and it's done.
Yeah.
Walter, after reading this incident in here, I was struck by the thought that Jesus Christ would never make it in showbiz. There was no flash, no bang, no dramatic gestures. He did stick his fingers in the air and touch the guy's tongue, but he took him off to the side. He didn't do it in front of the multitude because it wasn't any of the multitude's business. Jesus Christ will do what he wants to do with whom he will do it. He had no dramatic pauses, no magic phrases. He says one word, and it's over. This man was healed. Straightway, this man was healed. Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh. The Word that was with God and the Word that was God came down and he said a word to this man. And this man's ears were opened, and his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain straightway. He is the Son of God. John said it, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world." The writer of Hebrews said this, "Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he bringeth forth the first begotten into the world, he saith, Let all the angels of God worship him." The angels of God worship this man, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
He is the Word. And here is what his word caused in this case, in this example. The man had his ears open. Straightway, his ears were open. When Christ speaks, those who have ears to hear will hear. And the hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them. You will never hear until Christ opens your ears. And once he has opened your ears, you can't help but hear.
Right.
You will hear. You will hear. And I'm going to tell you this, some people disagree with it. They may, and they're welcome to it, but they're wrong. Because I know, now this is subjective experience, okay? But I know it from personal experience, that you can sit in a place full of error and you'll hear the truth. And you will hear the lie and know it for the lie. You may not understand it all. Matter of fact, I can pretty much guarantee you at first, you will not understand it all. There's no way. We are incapable of it. But you will hear because he gives hearing ears to his people. And I remember the day. I don't remember what was about because basically it was a Catholic service and they're all the same. Other than the little bit in the middle. And it was the little bit in the middle that got me that day. I remember sitting in a Catholic church. And that man and I... still to this day, I don't remember what he said, but as what he was talking about. But here's what he told me and told the congregation there. He said, "Well, if you do that, you might be a good Christian, but you wouldn't be a good Catholic." And I got up and I walked out. And I never went back until my mother's funeral. Because I knew this somehow. Well, I do know. Revelation. Christians were the people in this book. Christians were the people who were fed to lions. Christians were the people who believed God. I was a good Catholic. I came to church every Sunday, whether I wanted to or not. And usually I didn't want to. I'd rather been somewhere else. I'd rather been sleeping. Or staying home and eating Pop-Tarts and drinking Dr. Pepper and watching TV. Usually that was better than the Catholic Church. But my ears had been opened. Otherwise, I wouldn't have understood that. I understood. That man told me a lie. And it was time for me to get up and get out. And I did. You will hear once Christ opens your ears. And you won't know everything. But you will hear. And through the Spirit of God, which He has given, when He opens your ears, you will know some things. You will know some things are true. And you'll know some things are false. And that's what Christ did for this man, physically. But it's what He does for His children. Spiritually, in reality, but spiritually, I don't know. And I also know this. Once Christ has opened your ears, He will send you something to hear.
Right. Yeah. Right.
He will send you someone to tell you about the gospel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, it may be in a church and it may not. But it will be the Word of God. You could be in your chariot headed toward back toward Ethiopia. He'll send you somebody to tell you the gospel. You can be in your house and somebody will send somebody to tell you, you know, God sent me a dream to come here. But don't listen to them unless they preach the gospel. He did that for Cornelius. When Peter showed up, Cornelius hit his knees and Peter said, no, get up. I'm just here to preach. I'm a man. But God sent that man to Cornelius to tell him the gospel.
Yeah.
Because Cornelius had ears that hear. But now in this instance, he also did something else. His tongue was loosed. And he spake plain. Now, I told you last week about my wife, the nurse. She's not here, so I can talk about her again. Explained to me about the tongue-tied thing. And I looked it up on the internet and I found out, hey, she's not lying to me. I didn't think she was. But also she told me that there are instances where this happens and people don't get it taken care of for a few years, either as an older child, sometimes as a grown man in other countries. Once the surgeons snip that and suture it up and get rid of that, whatever they call the thing, the tie on the tongue, once they do that, that fella has to learn how to speak all over again. Because the tongue is not working the way it used to. Now Christ loosened this man's tongue straightway and he spoke plain. That's another miracle. I didn't know it at the time, but she explained it to me. And it's true. When you think about it, it has to be. But he did speak plain. The way a person controls his tongue is basically you do this through muscle memory. And with this former tie now cut, you can't talk the way you used to, even though it used to, you couldn't understand anybody anyway, or they couldn't understand you anyway. And you must learn a whole new way of speaking. They'd send a guy to speech therapy, is what they'd have done. But this man, once Christ opened his ears and loosened his tongue, he spake plain. As I said last week, the man could speak before, but he was not able to be understood. The man could speak before, but to most people it sounded like gibberish. But now, after the word from our Lord Jesus Christ, he speaks, and he speaks plain. When Christ fixes your ears, he'll give you something to hear. But that will also give you something to say. You'll speak plain. You will have something of real value to say. And I looked at this word where it says it's plain. It says it means in a straight manner. That's what the word means. You'll speak in a straight manner. After Christ opens your ears. We who have been given ears to hear and a heart to understand are to speak plain. And this man got both of these blessings at one time. There's a lot of things that happen to you when God gives you life. Regeneration is what we call it. When God comes upon you, polluted in your own blood, and says unto you, live. Your eyes are open, and in this case here, this is what we have. Your ears are open, and you speak plain. You speak plain. And you'll speak of the one who opened your ears and loosened your tongue. That's who you're going to speak of. And what you will do by his grace is you will give him all of the glory for opening your ears and loosening your tongue. I got to thinking, Walter, a while back, Debbie and I were talking about this. You know how when God first came to Moses, he told Moses, he says, I want you to go and speak for the people. And Moses said, Lord, I can't talk in front of people. I can't do this. He said, all right, take your brother Aaron with you. Let him talk. How many times did you actually hear where Aaron talked in there? None. Moses did the talking after God told him, you're going to do the talking. And guess what? Moses spoke plain. God says, okay, take your brother with you. Who ended up doing the talking? Moses. Why? God said he was going to do the talking. And God gave him what to say. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Like I said, this man got both of these blessings at the same time. And this is the way it works with God. It all comes, or none of it comes. It all comes, or none of it comes. He will give you eyes that see. He will give you ears that hear. He will give you a heart that understands. He will give you life. He will give you faith. He will give you repentance. Or he won't give you anything. As Walter said last week, we were talking after service. And I thought about this, Walter, where it says where he speaks plain. Walter was talking about the call. You do call upon God. We do call upon the Lord. And this man spoke plain. Because when he fixes your ears, he'll fix your tongue. When he fixes your heart, he'll fix your eyes. When he fixes your eyes, he'll fix your ears. When he fixes your ears, he'll fix your tongue. And you will call upon the name of the Lord. He's already done something for you. He's already done this for you. Otherwise, you wouldn't know who to call on. Been there, done that. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much more, the great deal they published it. Guess what? They had something to say now. And you can't stop. There are times, and I guess it is a good expression, there are times I used to have to bite my tongue. But I have something to say now. I never had it before. I never had anything to say before. But now, by His grace, I know Him. And I want to talk about Him. I want to speak about Him. I want to praise Him. I want to proclaim Him. Before, I want to give you 2 cents for the name of Jesus. Now, you know, I'll tell you about Him, but I can't give Him to you because I'm keeping Him. He's keeping me, actually. I have something to say now. Now, there are times I do hold my tongue when there is no interest and not casting pearls before swine. But where I am, when I can speak, when I want to speak to people who know or who want to know. I like Earl's question. Do you have an interest? If you got an interest, we'll talk. I can talk all day about Christ. But now I have something to say. And this man with the hearing ear now, and this loosened tongue, he spoke plain. Straightway he spoke plain. Verse 37. And were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. He hath done all things well. This is true, whether we know it or not. This is true, whether it's recognized or not. This is true, whether it's acknowledged or not. But it was acknowledged here by these men for our benefit so that we would have it. And this is true of healing, but much more. He's done all things well. Walter, I don't know that they knew exactly what they were saying. They were talking about, he healed this guy's ear and his tongue. But I'll tell you here this morning, today, Jesus Christ has done all things well. Whether it's healing, whether it's creation, whether it's election, whether it's living, whether it's giving His life, whether it's substitution, whether it's His walk, His way, His wisdom, His redemption, His sanctification, His salvation. He has done all things well. The Father said of him, in the hearing of others, while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. The Father is well pleased because the Son has done all things well. And this is shown to be true here. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. If you have ears to hear, it's because he gave them to you. If you can speak plainly about Christ, it's because he has loosened your tongue. It's from him. He's done it well. Somehow, in this whole thing here, Walter, there's no credit given to any man other than Christ. Why? Because there's no credit due to any man. Only Christ. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God. Why? Because they're spiritually discerned. What a coincidence. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He, the Spirit of truth, shall glorify me, Christ. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. That's not natural. Hearing ears are important. Hearing ears are necessary, and hearing ears are not natural. The natural man doesn't. This man, in this incident, couldn't hear. Now he can. This man in this incident couldn't speak plainly. Now he speaks plain. Why is this so? Because Jesus Christ said the word, and this man was healed. Why is anyone saved? Why is anyone regenerated? Why does anyone hear? Why does anyone speak plain? Why does anyone see the truth? Because Jesus Christ has spoken the word. He's got the power. And he gives it to his people in his time and in his place. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this time, this place, here, gathered together as an assembly, your assembly, part of your body. Thank you, Lord, for translating us into the kingdom of your dear Son, for giving us light and life and love. Thank you, Lord. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.